Welcome to Virtual School Assembly. I'm your host, Tyler Christensen. I'm a productivity speaker, author, and classroom teacher. Here at Virtual School Assembly, I interview Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, Olympians, speakers, and educators who share messages of inspiration, education, and hope to better prepare you for an ever-changing and uncertain world. Thanks for joining us. Let's get started. Welcome back to Virtual School Assembly. Today, our guest is Courtney Rozelle. Courtney is a motivational speaker, a fitness model, a strength and conditioning coach, and a CrossFit athlete. She recently competed on NBA's The Titan Games, where she was the East Coast champion. She's also the founder and owner of Iron Grace Fitness, a brand that encompasses training, speaking, and clothing. In this episode, we'll talk about body positivity and developing self-confidence. Courtney, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So good to have you here. And I love your story. I know a lot of your story happened fairly recently as far as modeling and CrossFit and then now with the Titan Games.
Yeah.
But I want to start this one by, let's go back in time, because I know in many ways your story starts as like a junior high kid, right?
So, yeah, it almost starts in like elementary school, I guess, fifth grade. I don't know what junior high and elementary is nowadays, but I would say it started around fifth, sixth grade when, you know, kids start to develop themselves and, you know, your body starts to change. And I was always a feminine tomboy growing up, meaning I was more muscular because I was a huge athlete. I'm 5'10 as a girl, which I believe is, you know, a little bit taller to be a girl. And I also was like the same height since I was like in sixth grade. So being one of the bigger women, bigger girls growing up in school, you know, I got made fun of at points, you know. Mm-hmm. I was bigger than all the boys, but I loved playing sports, but obviously I wanted to have girlfriends too and fit into that crowd as well. So I played sports my entire life and I loved it. But then, you know, I am 5'10 and I do have legs that are very, very long. So everybody told me to go into modeling. And I thought, you know, I had to prove something, that I was feminine enough that I should go into modeling. Why would I not? Right.
Right.
So the first thing I do is I go to a modeling agency, and the first thing they do is they reject me for body shaming. And they said, you know, you are too muscular. If anything, maybe you'll be a plus size athlete, but you're too muscular for this. You'll never be a runway model, maybe in print. And I kind of just went on my way, took my time and threw myself into sports.
Right. Now, you were how old when this started?
I went into my first modeling gig when I was 11 and 12. 11 and 12, I would say. Yeah.
Okay.
Sixth grade? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think you're around then. It's been a while.
and I'm a fifth grade teacher, so I know this is a tricky age for a lot of kids, and especially girls. Can you talk a little bit more about that, being the tallest girl and having to deal with that? I mean, you threw yourself into sports, but a lot of kids, maybe that are less athletic, still have these same issues that their bodies are changing, they're growing, they're feeling uncomfortable. What advice or would you say to these girls that, you know, are struggling because things are changing, they don't feel comfortable in their own bodies yet, and maybe they're getting teased or things like that are happening?
The biggest thing that I ever did when I threw myself into sports, that's my passion, that's my authenticity, mm-hmm. meaning that's where I stay confident. So throw yourself into an activity, a group of friends, you know, a sport that you can stay true to yourself, because when you stay true to yourself, you attract your tribe of people that are just like you and give you all the confidence and your true friends. And I believe being successful in this world and being self-confident in this world comes from other, you know, outlets of what you surround yourself with constantly on a daily basis, because then it becomes your mindset. And it's not, you know, something out of the realm when someone makes fun of you. At least you have your people to make you feel better at the end of the day. So I always surround myself with what I'm confident with, who I'm comfortable around, and who love me at the end of the day for exactly who I am.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, I know in addition to, you know, sports, when you were in high school, well, I guess I should clarify. So in high school, you played basketball, you did cheerleading, and you were just really active all around. So you were staying busy with good things. How did you balance all that? Because you must have been incredibly busy going through high school.
Yeah, so I was a three varsity athlete. So cheerleading I did in like middle school, but I did basketball, I did soccer, and I did track.
Okay.
And I was an athlete on top of it. So the best thing about what I say in life is I'm busy and blessed. I always think that there's only a certain amount of time on this earth, and I always want to make the best out of it. And I believe that I'm here on earth to inspire others, smile in the faces of people who don't accept you, and be motivated by the people who doubted you. So I always take a step back of everything that I do have. It's not everything that I don't have. People need to take a step back and realize that the glass is always half full. Always, always, always. And you can create opportunity wherever it lies, especially with the internet nowadays. Right. So I always think that I am blessed to be busy, and that always motivated me and drove me to be where I am today.
Cool. Now, despite all that you were doing to keep busy, you also didn't give up on modeling. And I know there was rejection and, yes, and things early on that could have set you back, but can you just tell us a little bit about your first spread in Vogue? Because I love that story. So we're going to fast forward a little bit here.
Yeah, but talk about, it's okay.
Talk about why you kept with it, and then how that first modeling, that big first modeling gig came about.
So again, it's about staying true to myself. So when I came out of college playing basketball, I went into the CrossFit arena, and the CrossFit arena is very fitness. It's very strength-based. Women lifting, men lifting. And when you go into my gyms, they never say if you're strong for a man or a woman, they just say you're strong. So being in that gender neutral world again, and feeling that confidence, I started lifting with them, and my family was like, why don't you try out for fitness modeling, right? So fitness modeling, you're a very fit woman, go for it. So I went into the city, and again, they brought me into the city, and they rejected me a million times over. Absolutely. They told me that no little girl ever want to look like me, is their exact words. So my mom ended up going to the US Open and ended up sitting next to the editor of Vogue. And the editor of Vogue was there saying, you know, she's here to find fitness models. And my mom turned to her and was like, look at my daughter. Just when I was about to give up, she's like, let me look at my daughter. The editor of Vogue looked at me. She's like, this is exactly what I've been looking for. I've been looking for a strong, strong female. I can't find enough fitness of a female in my arena that has muscles like her. And right then and there, my first modeling gig was Vogue. So again, I just stuck true to myself. I wasn't going to tell anybody what I can and can't be. I wasn't going to change for anybody because it's not comfortable in my skin. It's not where I'm confident. So me staying true to my path, some woman who accepted me for what I was when 9 million other agencies rejected me for who I was. So it only takes one person to believe in who you are. And then it's kind of a roller coaster.
Yeah, and I love it because, well, in your case, it was two women, right? Because your mom, who stuck her neck out for you, and then Jill, who hired you. But a lot of kids give up on their dreams, and they don't realize that all it takes is putting it out there. So your mom knew you were still interested, and that's why she was able to make the introduction. But a lot of people quit on their dreams. Can you just talk to that for a minute? And what advice would you give to any kid who has maybe really big dreams? I mean, being on Vogue is an unattainable dream, or seemingly impossible dream for most people. So why did you stick with it? And what advice would you give to kids that have really big dreams?
When you're so passionate about something, when you are so passionate, you have to stay disciplined to your craft. And again, know that there are going to be over 9 million rejections, and it only takes one person to love what you do, right? If everybody accepted me, it probably isn't the right project for me. It's not. You know, I always even say with bullying, you know, people bully maybe because they're hurting and they hurt others. Or, you know, I always tell people robbers don't rob empty homes, right? So you have something that people want to attain. And you know what? Everybody's not ready for it. And I always say that if you are, you know, keep on pursuing your dreams and you are so passionate, please keep driving force to it. Because again, it only takes one person, just one person, to love the same idea, and that's it. And then it's a domino effect. Right. So you got to keep on talking about it though. You have to keep on being authentic to yourself. You have to keep on being confident, because if you don't talk about it, you won't be heard. And that's it at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's cool. And one thing I love about your story is when one door opens, it seems like seven doors open. And so you've had a lot of cool things happen lately. Let's talk about the Titan Games for a while. Can you explain to the kids kind of what the Titan Games are if they haven't seen it, how you got involved, and what your experience was generally on the show?
Yeah, so NBC Titan Games is hosted by the Rockets on NBC. And it's a game type of show that has everyday athletes in this world right? It's, you don't have to be famous for it. It's not, they actually have us go against celebrity titans, but it's everyday individuals who incorporate fitness, incorporate being doctors, military, inspire others, motivational speakers, and how they do against each other in a fitness competition. So I ended up winning the Titan of the East. So I went against a lot of men and women. Well, men went against men, women against women. But I went against a lot of women in the East region of the country. And I ended up winning the entire thing and then going against a Central and a West East, I mean, Titan. So and then I ended up losing in the finale to the two other women. But that's exactly how the show is. It's everyday individuals going into a fitness competition. And I ended up winning the entire East. So I'm extremely happy about it. But the reason I got there was because actually I got called by WWE Divas to go out and try out for them after seeing me do fitness and someone is submitting my application. Ended up connecting with another girl there who tried out for the show as well. And she ended up saying, you know, put in an application. They're absolutely going to love you. You know, you're what women want to be. Your story is amazing. So I ended up putting in my application. She ended up talking to producers and boom. The connection happened and it's kind of like a domino effect from there. Yeah. But I always try to, you know, make connections and be nice to whoever's in the room. Doesn't matter who they are. Being kind always pays off. So.
Right. Well, and I love this part of your story too, because again, it's one person making that connection and then you taking action and running with it. And so it's not going to happen if you don't, you know, go forward with that connection and pursue something.
You always have to tell your story. You always have to be nice to the people in the room. Even just like a side story, I picked up my first sponsorship because in California, a girl went to school with me. She ended up moving away. I ended up applying to a sponsorship in California. And the reason the sponsor picked me up, that girl who moved away was best friends with the main host. And she was saying that this girl talks so highly about me because she was bullied in school and I was the only one that was nice to her. That's the only reason I picked up this sponsorship, when they picked up all these crazy, beautiful, big athletes. And they picked up just me in New Jersey just because I was nice to her best friend. Huh. So it always pays off to be kind and be confident and just talk about your story.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, I want to circle back to body positivity to wrap up here. Part of the problem with a lot of kids that as they're growing up, they're struggling to develop self-confidence, yes, partly because of the media, what they're seeing on social media, and what the different messages that are coming into them. So what would you advise kids do, or how should they treat media and how should they treat those messages they come in? So that they don't get too frustrated, because, you know, you go to Instagram and everyone's beautiful. You know, so how should they deal with that?
You always have to remember at the end of the day that everything is a little bit filtered. Everything is just a tad filtered. Everything is, you know, put through like a skewer and they take what they want to take, even on social media, on TV and everything in between. But you have to realize that confidence and how you speak about yourself is the most beautiful thing. That's why people book a lot of gigs, or they talk to a lot of people, or why you walk into a room and your words are bigger than life itself. It's not what you look like. So just know, I mean, a lot of CEOs, they would say the same thing, and you'd probably look at them on social media and they're not the fitness model, but they're so successful and they're such beautiful human beings because of how they speak and how eloquently they speak. So children and young adults need to start just educating themselves and start, you know, surrounding themselves with the best people to bring out their confidence. So I always believe in that. But everything is filtered. Just a little bit, guys. Yeah. Just a little bit. It's not what you think. And I can't express that enough.
Yeah. Well, that's great advice. Thank you so much today for hopping on and sharing part of your story and this fantastic advice. I mean, kids are so vulnerable, you know, at this age. And so it's great to hear from someone who's having a ton of success. And we didn't even get into you being an entrepreneur and running your own business and things like that. But your story is incredible. If kids do want to learn more about you, where's the best place to find more or to connect with you online?
Yeah, they can actually connect with me on my website, irongracefitness.com. They can email me at irongracefitness@gmail.com, and they can find me on Instagram or Facebook under Courtney Roselle. You'll definitely find me. I put the Titan of the East everywhere. So you will definitely find me with Courtney Roselle if you look me up. I will absolutely, if you message me, you need me, I always answer every single message.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Courtney.
Thank you, Tyler. Have a nice day.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Virtual School Assembly. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever else you listen to virtual assemblies. And leave us a rating and review so we know what you learned and took away from this virtual assembly. Videos and show notes are found at virtualschoolassembly.com. And if you're a school leader and you're looking for a speaker for virtual or traditional in-school assemblies, or if you're looking for some teacher training, I'd love to connect with you to see how I can help. You can check out my website at tylerchristensen.com. Thanks, you are super duper. Let's go out and make the world a better place. Bye-bye.